this is Radio Kate catching up with the February boos, and I'm on to February the 25th, even though it's the 26th, so I'm a bit behind. Apologies. Still, you can find out what the topics are, blog.audioboo.fm, and join us. There's only a few days left, so why not? Today's task, what is the craziest thing you've ever done? Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. I have several stories that I could tell you here. I just can't decide which is the craziest. Obviously, going off to see a shuttle launch in America, packing for 10 days and ending up staying there for 4.5 months, that was quite crazy. That was pretty crazy. Walking up to the head of NASA in a bar and very cheekily asking him a favour. That was pretty crazy too. I do have one story that kind of sticks in my mind. It's a bit of a long story. Well, it's up to you. If you'd like a story, here it is. Some years ago, when I was freelancing, I decided to undertake a project called 31 Days. The idea of the project, depending on who I was pitching the idea to, of course, was either a journalistic insight into modern-day dating techniques, or get Kate a date in time for Valentine's Day. And the idea was that every day, for 31 days, I'd do something different to meet the man of my dreams. And whoever I liked most, I would invite them out for Valentine's Day, and hope against hope that they would accept. So that in itself is quite crazy. Doing something every single day is quite difficult, it turns out, as you may discover, or have discovered yourselves, trying to do February. But I had to do something and blog about it every day. And I did. But choosing 31 different things was quite tough. So I had various things. So I had a website under a completely different name. And I had a thing on the website that said, make me an offer, or give me a suggestion of what I should do. And one person wrote in one day and said, have you thought about wearing knee-high boots? I said, well, actually, yes, I have a nice pair of boots that go with one of my dresses, so yes, I have done that. And then he said, what are they like? And I'm not really a fashionista at all, as anybody who has met me will be able to verify. And I said, well, they're black with a kitten heel, I think. Oh, he said, this is my favourite pair of boots. And then proceeded to send me photographs of all the different boots and matching outfits that he owned. Yes, he owned. So he had his knee-high pink boots with his pink skirt and pink jacket. And he showed me he had the blue boots that went with his blue skirt and jacket. I thought, okay, fair enough. Didn't think anything more of it. This is an important point, it comes up later. A bit later, I was really running out of ideas. And I thought, maybe, I'd put myself on eBay. Not like that, not like any of those dodgy, you know, it was literally, you bid to take me out for dinner, and whatever you bid, that's what we're going to spend on dinner, minus some that would go to a charity. So if the highest bid was £2.20, we'd be sharing a Happy Meal at McDonald's, and if it was more, then we could go somewhere nicer. Fair enough. So I put all my details in, and I put a link through to the blog to explain that it was part of this project and it wasn't anything untoward at all, and I couldn't do it. I looked at it and I could not press submit. I just couldn't. Well, 2 days later, and only maybe 3 or 4 days left of the project, I really, really ran out of ideas. So I thought, what the hell? And I put myself on eBay. So I put myself on a 3-day auction, and it was about 6 or 6.30 on a Friday night. And nobody bid that evening. And I woke up in the morning, and somebody had bid about £2.20. And I was like, ooh, a bid, how exciting. And then a friend of mine emailed me to say, oh, hi, you know, I knew you were doing this thing. So what I've done is I've put a link to your eBay thing on the Millwall supporters forum. Oh, jolly good, because Millwall fans don't have a reputation as being slightly dangerous or anything, do they? No, good. Anyway, then it got to lunchtime. And somebody bid £40 to take me out for dinner. I was like, wow. And then it went to £50. I was like, oh my goodness. So I ran down and I told my housemate, you will not believe this. Somebody has bid £50 to take me out. And he smiled and I smiled and I ran back upstairs. And a few minutes later, he knocked on my door and he said, Kate, yeah? Have you seen what else this person has bought? No. Why? Well, he said, and he showed me how to look at previous purchases. Oh, okay. So this person had bought some hot pants, a dress, some very large sized high heel knee high boots, and a bra. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, let's have a look and see what the other person has bought. Because there must have been two people bidding, right? And all the other bids were from somebody who had solely purchased large-sized, high-heel, knee-high boots. Okay, that's good. I appear to be subject of a bidding war between a cross-dresser and a boot fetishist. Good. That's great. Anyway, I had a private blog, a group forum that some friends of mine were in, and I mentioned this to them. And one of them got back to me and said, hey, Kate, have you seen that the highest bidder has also bought this? No, what's this then? So I click on the link. Oh, it's an all-in-one leopard print gimp suit. Good. That's excellent. Good. Anyway, by the next morning, the bidding had gone up to £177 to take me out to dinner. I was like, are you crazy? Well, obviously I was crazy because I'd done this in the first place. Well, that afternoon, another crazy thing that I'd done, I don't know if you've heard of flash mobs, where everybody, sort of message goes around socially, and then everybody will turn up in a place and do something for a couple of minutes and then disappear again. So you have like a huge group of people. I think the first one in London was in a sofa shop. They all went in, they went, that's a nice sofa, and then they all disappeared again. It's completely random. Anyway, I decided to do the world's first dating flash mob. So I spread the message around and I asked all the girls to wear pink or red and all the boys to bring flowers or chocolate, just so we could tell who everybody was. And the idea was you'd be able to chat to somebody and maybe, just before Valentine's Day, maybe you'd find somebody you liked. And it was the Sunday before Valentine's Day. And at this point in my project, I also had a film crew filming me. This story gets more and more ridiculous, I know. So I was on the train and I'm thinking, nobody's going to show up. Nobody's going to show up to my dating flash mob. Oh, good grief. This is going to be so embarrassing to be there with a film crew going, yeah, I organised this thing, there's nobody here, just me. And there was a woman on the train and she had this incredible red coat on. It was like really fluffy and weird. It was like one of those crazy cushions you see in a posh bar or something. Or in a, well, maybe not in a posh bar actually. More in a kind of, it's the kind of cushion you might buy down Walthamstow Market. Anyway, I really kind of wanted to go up and say, look, excuse me, this is really random, but do you feel like coming to this thing with me? Because I thought she would be great in her red coat. I thought, no, don't be stupid. Anyway, I arrived there and I'm standing in front of the National Gallery in London, which is where I've agreed to do it. And I'm waiting and a friend of mine turns up. Oh, good. At least there's somebody here with me. Good. And I saw actually some choir girls going past and they had their red smocks on and I did actually go up to them. I said, look, I'm really sorry. I don't know what you're up to, but if you could wait a couple of minutes, I would be so grateful. And they said, oh, we're here for the flash mob. And I was like, oh my goodness, somebody turned up? Wow, that's really cool. Anyway, so my friend, with his loud mouth, managed to shout, flash date! And suddenly, must have been about 100 or 150 people emerged. And there were flowers and chocolates and people in all like pink and red. And this woman from the train with the mad coat, she was there. She'd come in for it. I couldn't believe it. And I had to go and ask her, like, well, how did you find out about this? She goes, oh, I heard this girl on the radio this afternoon. I was like, and I thought it'd be quite fun. I was like, oh my God, that was me. Wow. Anyway, it started raining, so I suggested that if anybody felt like it, we could go to a local pub and just sit and have a chat. And there were some friends from university and some friends from work and, you know, various people. And this was all before Twitter and Facebook, really. So it was kind of surprising that that many people came out. Anyway, I'm sitting in the pub and there's a guy from university who was kind of a friend of a friend. And without wanting to sound mean, there was something about him that just made me... The sort of person that I wouldn't necessarily feel particularly comfortable being in a room on my own with them. Not because of anything bad, but it just kind of struck me as one of those slightly touchy-feely kind of people, which, you know, I'm not hugely comfortable with. Anyway, it was interesting that he'd come along, and I was very grateful for that. And he said to me, "So, how's the eBay thing going? I've been following your adventure online. You know, how's that going?" I said, "Oh my goodness, you will not believe this. Somebody has bid £177 to take me out for dinner." And he said, "Oh, so I'm still the highest bidder then?" And I was like, oh my goodness. You own a leopard print gimp suit. I was like, okay. And my housemate was sat next to me. I was like, "Oh, Greg, it's him." And he said, "Well, my highest bid is 200. I'm like, "Oh my goodness, are you kidding me?" And I figured, well, you know, better the devil you know, right? Anyway, there is still one more day left. And a friend of mine does the Late Night Love show on Heart. And so he actually mentioned it on air. And I had a couple of emails from people saying, you know, "Is this for real? You know, would you consider giving more money to charity?" I'm like, "Yeah, of course so, but it's not going to cost us that much to have dinner." So this one chap said, "You know, is this for real?" And I said, yeah. "Why, are you thinking of bidding? Where would you take me?" And he said, "I'll take you to this jazz bar in Mayfair." And I thought, "Well, I like jazz, that would be lovely." And yeah, so in the end, in the last dying few seconds, it got up to £210 on the bidding. And this chap won, and I had no idea who he was. So, I mean, obviously I'm not completely stupid. I was never going to go somewhere with somebody I didn't know alone. So, in fact, I had the film crew with me still, and I had my friends meet me afterwards, but he was a very sweet guy anyway. But when we were arranging to meet, he'd said to me, "I'll be the one with the red bag," and I misread it, and I said, "I don't own a red bag," and I panicked. And so he said, "Okay, well, this is what you have to do. When you arrive at the station, you've got to ask, 'Are you Mr. Wright?' And if you find me, I'm going to recite this little poem to you." And it was kind of a funny, not brilliant poem. "If you're looking for Mr. Wright, then you're in luck tonight, because you don't need to take flight, because I'm here and I'm right." I don't know, it was something like that. Oh gosh, so it's pouring with rain. I'm wandering around Green Park outside the Ritz Hotel, asking complete strangers, "Excuse me, but are you Mr. Wright?" "No, I'm Mr. Left." "No, but I could be." "No, I'm Mr. Wrong." "Who's asking?" Oh, good grief. So embarrassing. Eventually, I had to call the guy. And it turned out that the red bag... Oops, that's my phone. The red bag was because he'd heard that I'd had a bad day, because somebody had... Well, a couple of people had sent me really, really horrible messages online that day. And he felt sorry for me and had bought me a bottle of perfume to cheer me up, which is so sweet. And he was very young. He was only about... He was about 23. He worked in banking, was earning far too much money, thought it'd be a good laugh to meet somebody new, liked the idea of giving some money to charity, and took me out for a lovely, lovely meal. And was very sweet, and I liked him a lot. But not enough to invite him out on Valentine's Day, sadly, and I do feel quite guilty about that. So that is my story. The crazy story about when Kate put herself on eBay, sparked a bidding war between a cross-dresser who she turned out to know from a previous life, and a boot fetishist, and ended up getting snapped up by a young banker with more money than sense. Told you it was a long story. Sorry.